The last thing was is our facilities committee met, and one of the things that's happened is we've got a number of things that are really added up. And when you put everything together, we know we talked about our HVAC, we talked about our plumbing, underground plumbing, not the surface stuff that everybody sees, but the underground stuff, that's some of it's 100 years old, some of it's 60, 70 years old. So we really talked about all that, the plumbing, the HVAC, which some of the HVAC is 40 to 60 years old, just depends on where you're at. Stuff wears out over time, and we're just trying to really prevent ourselves and set ourselves up for a long-term goal. Some of the other things that we had talked about was we know that our freezer went out again. This is the third time we've been out without a freezer this school year. So we're looking at, do we need to revamp that? That's another thing that the facilities committee looked at. Another thing was the windows in the high school. That's been on the plan to be replaced for quite some time. And then also the last thing that we kind of talked about in the facilities committee was the science room floors and how they're starting to sag a little bit, and the middle is just not as strong as what it used to be. And so we really looked at it, and when you put everything together, and this was without the plumbing in there, it was right around that. It was actually over $5 million for an estimated number. And that's just from the engineers, the architect and engineers throwing numbers at us. That's not accurate numbers. That's just estimation numbers. So obviously it could be a lot higher, especially with the way things are nowadays. It could be a lot higher than that. So we really started looking at it, and we said, you know what, which ones can we push off and start creating a better plan for it for down the road? And then which ones are priorities and which ones should we be doing now? We ended up looking at, we're going to have the board, the facilities committee brought to the board that we want to look at the windows and the science floor and start creating drawings so that we can get that out for bids. And the board did approve for doing that. The reason that we did that is the windows, yes, it's right now the estimation was right around that $700,000, a little over $700,000 for that. The reason we picked the windows was because that is ventilation. So the money that we received from ESSER could be used towards that. There's also a Department of Energy grant out there, a Department of Commerce grant that works towards the energy, and it works with the cost savings of your energy. If there's a payback and we can get that to show, we could possibly have a portion, if not up to half of the windows covered, and then the other half paid with ESSER dollars so that we don't have to take it and go back to our taxpayers to say we need money for this. We're using the money that we're given with the ESSER dollars. So really trying to be wise with what we're trying to do there is really what that's doing, and that's why the windows were picked. And then the science floor, that one was picked, and that's the struggle one, because that's going to have to come out of our budget. It's unexpected, but at the same time, it is something that is now getting to that point of when is it going to become a safety issue. And as a board, they don't want to go into a safety issue, so they're really trying to make sure that they're covering those must-dos right away, you know, the ones that make sense and ones that are must-dos, and that's why we picked the science floor and the windows. Obviously, safety is something we want as top priority, so that's a given. Are we going to have to find the money for it? Yeah, we'll have to figure out how we're going to pay for that. But that's my job and working with April and trying to really make sure we come up with a way to pay for that. But we'll work on that. Never fun, but that's the fun part about this job some days. And then the windows, obviously, being wise with our money that's been given to us.